Those seeds weren't yours. You don't even know how to plant a garden. You stole them.
Whoa, those are some pretty harsh words. Be careful. You reap what you sow. Have you ever planted something in the ground? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When you plant seeds in the ground, they grow into flowers, bushes, or trees. It depends on what you planted. Your actions are a lot like that. You plant good seeds by treating people with love, and you plant bad seeds by being mean or rude. Galatians 6 says this, "Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all." And now our story. It's called Different Kinds of Seeds. Mia and her brother Caden were getting ready to plant a small vegetable garden. "I'll get the seeds," said Caden. "They're in my room." But Caden soon returned empty-handed. "I put the seeds on my desk, but they're gone," he said. "Let's go ask Mom if she's seen them." Mia and Caden found Mom busily washing dirt off of their little sister's face and arms. "How did Libby get so dirty?" asked Caden. "She was playing outside, digging in the flower beds," Mom answered. "I wasn't playing," said Libby. "I was planting a garden. I found the seeds on Caden's desk, so I planted them for you."
"You what?" Mia was shocked. "You don't know how to plant a garden?"
"Do too," said Libby. "I dug a big hole and put all the seeds in it."
"They weren't yours," yelled Mia. "You stole them, you little thief."
"That's enough, Mia," said Mom.
"Well, she did," Mia exclaimed. "And everybody hates thieves, including me."
She turned and ran to her room. Mom came in a little later. "Mia, do you remember what we read this morning?"
Something from the Bible about reaping what we sow," mumbled Mia.
"Yes," said Mom. "It was wrong of Libby to use those seeds, but what you planted was worse."
"I didn't plant anything," said Mia. "Libby stole our seeds, remember?"
"You planted a seed of hate between you and your sister," said Mom. "Do you want that seed to grow and reap hatred back at Libby?"
Mia sighed. I didn't mean what I said. I was just mad."
"I know," said Mom. "But when we sow mean, angry words, it's going to have an effect on our relationships. That's why we need to trust Jesus to help us love others the way he does and be patient with them. Because he loved us enough to save us by dying for our sins, we can sow seeds of love in our relationships with others."
Mia nodded. "I'll tell Libby I'm sorry. And maybe we could buy some more seeds so I can teach her how to plant them the right way."
"I think that's a great idea," said Mom. "And I think you're learning how to plant some other seeds the right way, too. Seeds of kindness." Well, how about you? What kind of seeds do you sow? How do you react when people do things you don't like? The Bible says you reap what you sow, meaning that what you plant in your relationships with others is what will grow over time. You sow seeds by the way you treat others. So trust God to help you sow seeds of love that will produce a fruitful harvest of the love he's shown you. Our key verse is Galatians 6:7.
"Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap."
And our key thought for today, you reap what you sow. Have you been keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? If you read all through July, you'll have a chance to win the Keys for Kids Storyteller. Just make sure your mom or dad clicks complete on your reading at wordwithzach.org. So make sure to keep up every day. And at the end of the summer, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn more at wordwithzach.org.